Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. I want to welcome you to our opportunity and privilege to truly worship and glorify the one true living God. Amen. If you're in our Bridge family and you've been walking through this season with us, you know that glorifying the Lord and truly worshiping are themes that we've been growing into. I pray that today is going to help all of us to continue on that path of lifting up with all that we have, our Christ, our King, Jesus. I want to let you know, if you're not familiar with our time as a family, that I've just returned, literally yesterday, just returned from Africa. And I want you to know that the Lord sent me there with a sermon. You see, I had received some requests to bring biblical teaching and preaching to the topic of understanding the Holy Spirit. And I went prepared for that. But I bring this up because I want you to know that I went to Africa with a sermon and I came back to America with a question. My question is this to all of us: biblically, missionally, personally, how do we handle risk? Risk. The question came from our brother Moses in Uganda as we were preparing to come back to the States. And I thought, what a wonderful question. It so encapsulates the teaching and preaching on the micro level of today, but on the macro level of life. How do you handle risk? Let me expand the question so the principle really, I pray, gets home to your heart. How do you handle opportunity? How do you handle danger? How do you handle things like your life's goal? Where do these things come from? How do you treat them when they come? You know, what do you want? First question Jesus asked. How do you define success? Let me give you a little hint. Early on in our walk as the Bridge family, I wrote an article that got a little bit of acclaim and a lot of attention, a lot of friction. The title of the argument, or the article, which was treated as an argument, was "There's no such thing as success in the Christian life. What we have is a path of faithful obedience to which God gets the glory." And the other part of that is to come back to this question of risk, danger, opportunity. How do you treat them? How do you see them? How do you evaluate them? What do you do with them? What do you do with risk? What do you do with danger? Do you avoid it? Do you manage it? Or do you in all things surrender to the living God and trust and worship a sovereign God? You see, today we're going to go to Africa together. I'm going to bring you there in the heart of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to go there. And if you don't, let me tell you this verse. Short and sweet, but, starts with but, and that's going to tie into context. But test everything, hold fast, hold hard to that which is good. Bridge family, friends, those that may be listening in different contexts, this is the word of God. The but of 1 Thessalonians 5:21, in the immediate context, go back to verse 16. Rejoice always. That's the whole verse. To literally pray without ceasing. That's the entirety of the next verse. You go to the next verse, and it is to give praise in all things and know that that is the will of your Father in Jesus Christ. Next verse, we're told in verse 19, do not quench the Spirit. Next verse is, you and I will see, do not, again, it's a command, do not hate prophecy. Do not hate when God speaks to you through his people. And we have a movement today that is so hyper biblically motivated, or so they think, that they reject prophecy. They reject when God speaks through his people. What a sad and travesty of life that would be, to think that you cannot hear from God without a chapter and a verse. That's heretical. That's heretical teaching. God speaks primarily through his word and through answering prayer and through a prophetic gift, which is not what people think. It's not fortune telling of the future. It's thus says the Lord. He's speaking for the here and the now. And oftentimes we'll do this through his people. I pray that's going to happen here today. You see, when you get to verse 21, but there's the context. Test everything. You and I need to test everything. In Africa, there is a presence and a movement of the Spirit of God. It's here in America as well. It's in Asia, where there's a sense of hyper-charismania. There's this hyper-Pentecostalism where the Spirit of God is totally, grossly, perversely represented. And there's a danger for crazy fire being called a move of the Holy Spirit, which is not the Holy Spirit. But here in America, well, we have the same thing. We have the other side of a loveless lukewarmness where there's no spirit. There's nothing. There's just this rigid, bored lukewarmism where it's all about us. And both of those are heretically, dangerously, eternally hell-bound positions. So today, in the context of 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and in the context of John 4:24, where Jesus says, to worship, you must, this is the King of Kings, you must worship in spirit. You must worship through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have Jesus. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you cannot biblically worship. Oh, you can make a lot of noise. You can sing great. You can make an atmosphere where everybody feels super without an ounce of spirit. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and in truth. Remember, Jesus is the truth. His word is the truth. I'll come back in a minute, but I want you to see, I want to bring you into Africa's example, our Bridge family's blessing and privilege. I want you to see a move of the Holy Spirit. I want you to see a demonstration of worship. Many of you know that we have been gifted 350 acres, the Mahali Safi Farm in Transnoia, Kenya. I want you to see and test a move of God. I want to make it so that you can reach out and almost touch it, feel it, experience it. Watch this and give God praise, glorify him. Let us worship him through a demonstration of what he's doing. Watch this and then I'll come right back. Thank you.
this. You can, we can do like this.
Okay. God be the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen. It's beautiful. I'm glad where you see the hole.
Yes. Yes.
So fertilized?
Yes, yes, yes.
Not the
hole. To. What kind of trees
are these?
Wow.
Yes.
I never could have imagined. A move of God. What you saw, if you saw brown, that's Mahali Safi ground. If it seemed like a long piece there in the middle, it's because it's a big chunk of ground. You saw us driving, and we never got to the fullness of that land. You see, when you test everything, one of the things you test is whether or not something is a move of God, whether or not it's a missional component of what he's doing. I pray to God that you, if you know our family, if you're part of the Bridge family, anywhere you are, I pray that you're blessed to see the hand of God on us. I also hope that you didn't miss the women working in the fields in the middle of that video. They're not Bridge family, but I pray that it won't be long before perhaps they are children of God, children of the King, and part of our family. You see, God put us there not just to grow out of the ground, but to raise up new saints that will follow the living God. We've already begun talks of our 27th location in Kenya, being there in the next county over, Trans Nzoia, that we get to bring the love and the light of Christ, that our glorifying the King, our acts of worship, we're saying, "Yes, Lord." Let me show you now another piece. And again, when we're testing the Spirit, testing the work of God, the question becomes, who gets the glory? You know, there's an easy way of gimme, 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 Lord, those prayers, I, me, 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 that don't glorify the Lord. They look to use him. I want to introduce you to one of the workers. You see, there are 14 families that are now impacted by what God has done. They now work the fields and are being compensated for their work. And their lives are changing. And not just through the work that gets compensated, but through the worship that is now coming. You see, some of these folks, they're what we would call the least of these. They can't read. They can't write. They literally live day to day in trying to have enough to survive. And the Lord's allowing us not just to help them with the physical, but mostly with the spiritual. There's a woman named Christine who came to work with us and found herself, you'll hear, get great tribulation. Her son was hit by a boda. She doesn't have the money to go to the doctor. She doesn't have the means. But she came, and when she heard that this is the Mahali Safi land, this is God's miraculous work, she said, I'll pray to the God of Mahali Safi, and I'll see if he'll help me. Listen to Christine through the help of Brother John and test everything.
Because of Rich Family and Mahali Safi, they are now seeing more glory. There are many tribulations. She's the one I shared with you. There are many tribulations, but the hand of God is manifesting so powerful and so quickly.
Could you ask her to come?
Yes. I
want us to give glory to God, and I know what you have experienced.
Kenya, but you call my. I'm only putting in for Iperangam. I'm only cheating with your limo. Like in no Kenya, I already wear it to Kufu, then away.
When you see me here, you see Jesus. He is the one who has brought everything here.
No home on a yes, or home on a no home on a yes.
Can you share? Can you please share what God has done?
She's really grateful. She says that God has protected her family. The tribulation came, but God has. She don't see the struggle. She sees the Lord showing up in her life. First thing, she thanked God for releasing life for her son and releasing life to the family.
What happened to her son?
This, it is a wound in her life. She can't even imagine the struggle and the many things, especially with her father and I said, she's, you know, to see the manifestation of God in her life is seeing Jesus.
And you pray to the God of Mahali Safi? His name is Jesus.
To
God be the glory. We must understand it's not Pastor Jeff, it's not Mahali Safi, it's Jesus.
Amen.
Can I give you a hug?
Test everything. 1 John 4:1 tells us, exhorts us to test the spirits because there are many false prophets out there. Not all the spirits are the spirit of God. Our senses don't make the truth. The truth should impact our senses. You see, in Africa, again, here in America as well, and in Asia, but predominantly the Christian movement or the professing Christian movement is poisoned with a strange fire, a poisonous, crazy fire called the Holy Spirit. I was asked to help to lead our family and pastors there in Kenya to discern righteously what is and what is not the work of the Spirit. Who is and who is not biblically, righteously real as the Holy Spirit of God. From 1 Thessalonians 5:21, our text for today, but test everything. Hold fast to that which is good. What is of God is of good, and what is not of God is not good. It's bad. I don't care who is telling you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like, what it feels like. If it's not in line with the word, will, and ways of God, it's bad. And if it looks like God, it's worse. I want to share with you now what I shared with our family. I ask you to watch this and take to heart this call to test and to know that which is true and of God. And don't allow any of what we've done so far to escape your personal application. This is not an Africa mission or message. This is an everywhere, everyone mission and message. Watch this, and I pray, be blessed as you test everything. I especially thank you for coming.
Nashukuru sana wewe kwa kuja.
Yes.
You helped me to share.
Unanisaidia kushiriki.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to accept your welcome, and I want to share with you the love of your family that is in other parts of the world. Your Bridge family from all over the world comes and shares love with you here at Mahali Safi.
Nataka kushukuru kwa sababu ya mwaliko wenu na tumekuja ili kusudi tukapata kushiriki pamoja familia hii kama watu wa Bridge family.
Amen.
And I think it's important that we begin by acknowledging that while we are one family,
so kwa hivyo tutaanza tukitambua ya kwamba kama familia moja,
in the eyes of our Father, no one is more special than anyone else.
Amen. So kwa hivyo mbele za macho ya Mungu Baba wetu hakuna mtu aliye muhimu kuliko mwingine. Sisi wote ni sawa.
Let us remember that the ground is flat at the foot of the cross.
So kwa hivyo tujue kwamba ardhi ambayo tumekanyaga iko chini ya miguu pa Kristo.
Amen.
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 But I want to ask you to pray with me as we begin.
Nataka naomba ya kwamba tuombe pamoja tunapoanza.
Father God in heaven, we love you.
Tunakupenda Bwana uliye juu mbinguni.
We thank you.
Tunakushukuru.
We worship you.
Tunakuabudu.
We praise you.
Tunakuinua.
We recognize that we are nothing without you.
Tunatambua ya kwamba sisi sio kitu bila wewe.
And that with the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have everything.
Kwa upendo na injili ya Kristo, tuna kila kitu.
May we honor and bring you glory here today.
Tunakuheshimu na kupa utukufu siku ya leo.
May this be our heart's desire every day.
Iwe hiwe tamanio la nafsi zetu kila siku.
No more.
Hakuna kingine.
No less.
Hakuna kinachopungua.
No matter what.
Haijalishi nini.
Amen.
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 I have prayed for our time together.
Nimeomba kwa wakati wetu pamoja.
And I've asked the Lord to give me a message that we can all be blessed by.
Na nimeomba Mungu ili kusudi nipe ujumbe ambao tunabarikiwa pamoja.
And that would help us all to bring glory to our Lord.
Na itatusaidia pamoja kuletea Mungu utukufu.
I would like to begin by asking you a question.
Nataka kuanza kwa kuuliza swali.
Can you think of some things that are opposite?
Je, tunaweza kufikiria kwa vitu vingine ambavyo vinaweza kushusha moyo?
Ama pia kinyume.
Ambayo iko kinyume.
Opposite like hot and cold.
So ka vitu ambavyo vilio vikinyume kama moto na baridi,
or dark and light,
ama giza na nuru, changamoto kama hizo.
Can you ever think about some opposites that actually work together?
Unaweza kufikiria kwa changamoto zingine ambazo zinafanya kazi pamoja?
Or can you see a place where the opposites come together?
Ama umewahi kuona mahala ambapo vitu ambavyo haviendi sawa vinakuja pamoja?
Let me ask you, if you think about love and hate.
Wacha ni waulize kama mnaweza kufikiria mambo bayana ya upendo na uadui.
Can you think of any way or any place that love and hate come together?
Je, umewahi kuona mahali penye ambapo upendo na uadui inakuja pamoja? Mahali penye ambapo unafikiria ambao uliona upendo na uadui iko pamoja?
I would tell you that the cross of Jesus Christ is where love and hate come together.
Nataka kuambieni jibu sahihi ni kwamba mahali pa msalaba pa Kristo ndipo penye uadui na upendo inakuja pamoja.
Not only love and hate, but the greatest love and the greatest hate come together.
Sio tu uadui na upendo, bali ni upendo mkuu na uadui mkuu inakuja pamoja. Majambazi wanakutana.
Yes.
As the youth shared with us earlier, the greatest love is God so loved the world that he gave his only son on this cross.
So kama vile vijana walituimbia hapa kariri kifungu hicho cha Yohana 3:16 ya kwamba mahali penye ambapo upendo wa Mungu litokezeni kwa Kristo Yesu.
You know this love?
Unajua hii upendo?
Amen, I pray that you do.
Amen, nashukuru ya kwamba mnafanya.
Do you know the hate of the cross?
Je, unajua uadui wa msalaba?
Please listen to me very carefully.
Nisikize vizuri.
Do you know the hate of the cross?
Unajua uadui wa msalaba?
The hate of the cross.
Uadui wa msalaba.
The greatest hatred for sin is found on the cross of Christ.
So kwa hivyo uadui mkuu wa dhambi inapatikana msalabani.
Such great hatred that it would take the life of our Lord.
Sasa hiyo uadui ambao ileta mai kutoa maisha ya Bwana wetu.
You see, to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ is to understand the love and the hate.
Kuelewa injili ya Kristo ni kuelewa mambo ya uadui na upendo.
To need to understand that we are sinners who need to be saved.
Kuhitaji kujua kwamba sisi ni wenye dhambi ambao wanahitaji kubadilishwa ama kuokolewa.
God so loved us and so hated sin that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
So kwa hivyo Mungu alitupenda zaidi na akadharau dhambi ili Kristo aende msalabani.
Now already this morning I have heard many times that we all need Jesus.
So kwa hivyo asubuhi ya leo nimekuja kukundwa kuona ya kwamba sisi zote tunahitaji Kristo.
I think as I look we all say yes we need Jesus.
Na nikitaona mkizo uso zenu ni kama mnasema ndio tunahitaji.
Yes.
Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because we are sinners.
Sababu tu wenye dhambi.
And if Jesus does not pay the price for our sins, we will pay our own price.
So kwa hivyo kama Kristo hata tulipia, basi sisi tutagharamika kulipa.
And for everyone who pays their own price, eternity will be hell.
So kwa hivyo kwa yeyote ambaye atakaa aseme ya kwamba yeye mwenyewe atajilipia, basi kuzimu inamngoja.
This is the teaching of God in his word. Yes.
Na hili ndio mafundisho ya Mungu na neno lake.
Okay. So how do you receive Christ?
Je, wewe unampokeaje Kristo?
Do you just say, I'm Christian?
Je, wasema tu ya kwamba mimi ni Mkristo, umempokea?
Do you just go to the church?
Je, kwa kuenda kanisani, wewe umempokea Kristo?
Do you just do the things that they do in the church?
Je, wewe una kwa kufanya vitu ambavyo wanafanya kanisani inaonyesha wewe kwa njia hiyo ndio kumpokea Kristo?
Do you just go outside the church and do good things like the Christians do?
Je, wewe watoka nje ya kanisa na kuanza kufanya vitu vizuri kama Wakristo wanavyofanya?
You need more than just to say that you need Jesus.
Unahitaji zaidi kuliko na vile kusema unahitaji Kristo.
Yes sir.
One of the greatest needs and teaching of the Bible.
Mahitaji makuu na mafundisho ya Biblia ambayo ni kuu zaidi.
Is an understanding of the Holy Spirit.
Ni kuelewa Roho Mtakatifu.
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Roho Mtakatifu ni nani?
What does the Holy Spirit do?
Na Roho Mtakatifu anafanya nini?
How does the Holy Spirit work?
Anafanya kazi namna gani?
You see, you cannot have Jesus Christ if you do not have the Holy Spirit.
So kama hutaweza kumpata Kristo kama huna Roho Mtakatifu.
Please hear me. Be as shrewd as serpents and as innocent as doves.
So iweni werefu kama nyoka na wapole kama hua.
Amen. When the snakes are around,
nyoka zinapokuwa karibu,
you outsmart the snakes.
Lazima upate kuitambua hizi manyoka.
And you remain as innocent as the dove.
Na ubaki mpole kama hua. Umeona nyoka, lakini sasa tumia upole ya hua, uwe karibu na nyoka. Unajua unaweza kuishi na nyoka hivyo.
So you test the scripture,
jaribu maandiko,
the source,
mwanzo wake,
the spirits,
na roho,
the situation,
na hali ya mazingara.
And now I come to where I'm going to mess with you a little bit.
Sasa niko naenda pale ambao ninaenda kukosea pamoja na nyinyi.
We must test ourselves.
Lazima tujijaribu sisi wenyewe. Jaribu wewe mwenyewe. Unaweza kujijaribu namna gani?
Not my words.
Sio neno langu.
2 Corinthians 13 verse 5.
Wakorintho wa pili 13, 5.
2 Corinthians 13, 5.
Wakorintho wa pili, mlango wa 13, haya ndogo ya 5.
God's word.
Neno la Mungu.
Test yourself.
Jijaribu wewe mwenyewe.
To see if you are in the faith.
Uone kana kwamba wewe uko katika imani.
Now please work with me.
Sasa fanya kazi pamoja na mimi. Tuko tunafanya kazi ninaposhungumeza hivi.
You test yourself.
Jaribu wewe mwenyewe.
Based on your test of the scriptures.
Kulingana na maandiko haya.
And the spirit that you have followed.
Na ile roho ambayo wewe unafuata. Uko unafuata roho gani?
The spirit that you are following.
Ile roho ambayo wewe unaifuata ama unaiamini.
Is it the spirit of Jesus the Christ?
Je, ni roho ya Yesu Kristo?
There is a wise man.
Kuna mtu mmoja mwerefu.
A man of God.
Mtu wa Mungu.
His name is Sinclair Ferguson.
Anaitwa Sinclair Ferguson.
And he blessed me greatly with his teaching on this.
Alibarikisha sana na mafundisho haya.
He reminded me and I share with you.
Alinikumbusha na nashiriki na nyinyi.
That the one Holy Spirit of God.
Ya kwamba Roho Mtakatifu huyo mmoja.
Is the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Ni Roho Mtakatifu wa Yesu Kristo.
So if the spirit you are following.
Ikiwa roho yenye ambayo wewe unafuata.
Is not the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Na sio roho wa Yesu Kristo.
Such person is not in the family of God.
Sasa mtu kama huyu anayefundisha mafundisho kama haya sio katika familia ya Mungu.
Amen. Doesn't matter if they are a pastor. Amen. Or a bishop.
Haijalishi yeye ni mchungaji ama askofu.
It doesn't matter how well they share the Bible.
Haijalishi namna yeye analeta hii kifungo katika Biblia.
It doesn't matter how many people are following.
Haijalishi ni watu wangapi wanamfuata.
There is one Holy Spirit of God.
Kuna Roho Mtakatifu mmoja wa Mungu.
He is the Holy Spirit that is Jesus, His Spirit in us.
So kwa hivyo ni Roho Mtakatifu huyo ni Kristo ndani mwetu.
Now the Bible teaches He is a person. He's not just a power, He's a person.
Biblia inafundisha ya kwamba yeye ni mtu, sio tu nguvu fulani.
Ephesians 4 verse 30 says we can grieve him. We can make him very sad.
So kwa hivyo, Waefeso mlango wa 4 nasema ya kwamba sisi tunaweza kumuzunisha.
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21 says we can quench him. We can push him down in our lives.
Watesalonike nasema ya kwamba tunaweza kumuzima. Tunaweza kumweka chini.
We don't make him smaller, but we make his blessing and his power in our lives smaller. We can quench the spirit.
Hatutaweza kufanya chote kwa madara ndani ya machano yake isipokuwa tu tunaweza kumzima na ananyamaza. Vile unavyoweza kuniambia sasa mimi wewe huna mamlaka hapa, enda huko ukakae na mimi naenda kukaa.
You see, we need to understand who he is and what he does.
Lazima tuelewe yeye ni nani na anafanya nini.
He equips us with the gifts of God.
Anatuandaa kwa vipawa vya Mungu.
He brings forth the fruit of God in our lives.
Analeta matunda ya Mungu ndani mwetu.
He brings the power and the person of Jesus into our lives.
Analeta nguvu na mtu wa Kristo ndani mwetu.
When Jesus said, I will be with you always, even to the end, it is through and in his spirit
so,
that he is in us.
Kwa hivyo aliposema Yesu ya kwamba nitakuwa pamoja nanyi hata ukamilifu wa dhahiri, ni Kristo huyo ndani mwetu.
So,
kwa hivyo,
when you see the Holy Spirit of God at work,
utapoona Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu katika kazi,
you should see Jesus.
Lazima uone Kristo.
I see too many people saying it is the Holy Spirit of God and I do not see Jesus.
Anasema watu wengi wanasema ya kwamba naona ya kwamba ni Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu lakini simuoni Kristo.
Test everything.
So kwa hivyo jaribu kwanza.
Hold fast to what is good.
Shikilia kile kilicho chema.
To understand what is good, you need to be able to discern.
Lazima upate kutafakari ukuelewa kile kilicho chema mpaka utafakari hiyo kwanza.
You must be able to bring what you see to the word of God and see if it is good.
So kwa hivyo kile ambacho unakiona uilete kwa neno la Mungu uone kama ni kizuri.
You see, the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is to prepare us for Jesus and the Father to come in us.
So kwa hivyo tunaona ya kwamba neno la Mungu linatuelekeza kwenda kwa Kristo na Mungu kudhirika ndani mwetu.
He is to make us a home for God to come and live in.
So kwa hivyo anatufanya Roho Mtakatifu huyu katika Kristo anatufanya tuwe hekalu ambao Roho ya Mungu anakaa ndani mwetu.
So when we see those that say this is the Holy Spirit,
na tukiona wale ambao wanasema ya kwamba hii ni Roho ya Mungu, Roho Mtakatifu,
we should test according to the word of God.
Tunajaribu kulingana na neno la Mungu.
The written word of God, the Bible.
Neno la Mungu ambalo limeandikwa ambalo ni Biblia.
And the living word of God, Jesus the Christ.
Na neno la Mungu ambalo linaishi ambalo ni Kristo.
So here's where now things get a little challenging.
So kwa hivyo hapa ndipo penye ambapo vitu vinaleta kuwa na changamoto mingi.
I want us all to look in the mirror and see ourselves.
So kwa hivyo nataka tuchukue kioo na tujiangalie.
I want us all to look in the churches and see where we are worshiping.
Na nataka tuangalie katika makanisa yetu na tuone mahali ambapo tunaabudu.
So the question then becomes, are we seeing the Holy Spirit of God or are we seeing false spirits?
So swali linakuja, je, tunaona Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu ama tunaona roho wa uongo?
If it is the Holy Spirit of God,
kama ni roho wa Mungu,
we will see Christ likeness.
Sasa tutaona mfano wa Kristo.
If it is the Holy Spirit of God,
kama ni Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu,
we will see a person and a body that the Father wants to live in.
Tutaona mtu na mwili ambao Baba anataka tuishi ndani mwake.
Now ask yourself, are we seeing Jesus when we see people telling us it is the Holy Spirit?
Je, ujiulize mwenyewe, je, unamuona Kristo unaposikia watu wanapokusungumzia?
I think a vast majority of the time the answer is no.
Na najua ya kwamba swali la mwisho, jibu la mwisho yenye ambao kila mtu atazungumza atasema no, hapana.
Now let me tell you where I bring this to you from.
Na wacha niwaeleze mahala ambapo nimewaleta kutoka.
Again, this is not the words of Pastor Jeff.
Hii sio maneno ya mchungaji Jeff.
These are the words of Christ Jesus.
Hii ni maneno ya Kristo Yesu.
Beware the broad and the narrow road.
Kumbuka ile njia pana na ile njia nyembamba.
When you look and you see all the people together on the broad road.
So unaona ya kwamba watu wote wako katika njia pana.
It leads to destruction.
Inaelekea kuzimu ama maangamizo.
Jesus said, few are those who will walk with him on the narrow way.
Yesu anasema wachache ndio wanayetembea na yeye kwa njia nyembamba.
Yeah?
Yep.
Again, not my words.
No, sasa hiyo si tena maneno yangu.
So, when in our worship experiences,
so katika kuabudu kwetu ya kila mara ambao tunatambua,
we see things that are being claimed to be in the spirit.
Tukiona vitu ambavyo vinadaniwa kamba ziko katika roho,
go and get your Bible and test them.
Nenda uchukue Biblia yako na uijaribu.
Every time in the Bible,
kila jambo katika Biblia,
when we see people falling down and flopping all around,
tukiona watu wakianguka chini na kubiringika,
Jesus and the disciples cast it out.
Yesu na wanafunzi wake walikemea.
That's the word of God.
Hiyo ni neno la Mungu.
Every time.
Kila wakati.
Every time that it is crazy and there are things going all over that are not honoring God.
Okay, wakati mwingi utakapoona ya kwamba vitu vimekuwa wazimu na havina utukufu kwa Mungu,
God in his word rebuke this.
Mungu katika neno lake anaikemea.
Every person that is getting all the attention is on me. Look at me, look at me.
Kila mtu ambao ako katika jaribu la kusema nitazameni nini, mnitazame, mnitazame.
God in his word rebuke this and tell people watch out for such things.
So kwa hivyo Mungu kwa neno lake anaikemea na anasema ya kwamba mkumbuke kutazama haya maneno yanapokuja. Muangalie, muwe waangalifu sana.
Test everything.
Jaribu kila kitu.
Hold fast to what is good.
Shikilia kilicho chema.
If it is good, it is from God.
Ikiwa ni nzuri, inatoka kwa Mungu.
If it's from the Holy Spirit of God, it is good.
Kama inatokana na Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu ni mzuri.
And everything else that is in his name that is not from him is bad.
Na kitu chochote katika jina lake ambao sio mzuri, hiyo ni kibaya.
And the word for bad in the Christian life is sin.
Na kitu chochote ambacho ni kibaya katika maisha ya Ukristo ni dhambi.
Yes.
Let no one bring sin in the name of the Spirit.
So kwa hivyo mtu yeyote asileta dhambi kwa jina la Roho Mtakatifu.
Amen.
And you test everything.
Na wewe jaribu kila kitu.
Hold only what is good.
Shikilia tu kilicho chema.
Let go all that is bad.
Kile kilicho kibaya yende yote.
If what you have been taught or what you think is not in line with God's word, will, and way, then repent.
So kile ambacho unajua ya kwamba, kile kenye ulijifunza, kile kenye uliambiwa, sio katika mapenzi ya Mungu na katika njia za Mungu, then tubu.
Allow the word of God to come and do the medicine and heal you of what may be wrong.
Wacha neno la Mungu liwe dawa ndani maishani mwako kwa kila njia yote ambayo ulienda kando.
You know, in your country, in my country, and all over the world,
katika inchi yako na inchi yangu na ulimwengu wote,
there is a movement called Pentecostalism. Yeah.
So kwa hivyo kuna kikundi kinachoitwa Kipentekoste.
It is important that we understand this because it is making many, many people go wrong.
So kwa hivyo natakana tuelewe hii sana, maana inafanya watu wengi kuenda kando kwa neno la Mungu.
Now let me first clarify what I am not saying.
So kwa hivyo wacha kwanza nichambue kile ambacho sisemi.
In Acts chapter 2 we have at Pentecost the coming of the Holy Spirit.
So katika Matendo mlango wa pili tunaona vile Roho Mtakatifu ilimwagiwa wanafunzi.
We have in the scripture the promises of the Spirit's work in our people.
So tuna maandiko katika Biblia ahadi namna vile Roho Mtakatifu inafanya kazi.
And there are gifts and miraculous works that God and only God can do.
Kuna vipawa na miujiza yenye ambao Mungu anafanya.
This was true then and this is true today.
So kwa hivyo ilikuwa ukweli wakati ule na ni ukweli hata na sasa.
Yes.
So that which is in line and passes the test of God's word, will, and way is good.
Kile ambacho kinapitia kwa jaribu ya neno la Mungu, hiyo ni nzuri.
Hold fast to that which is good.
Shikilia kile kilicho chema hicho.
But do you know that in the world today,
unajua je ya kwamba katika ulimwengu sasa,
there are 11,000 different denominations in Pentecostalism.
Kuna dini 11,000 zaidi tofauti katika Pentecoste.
They are not all good.
Sio yote nzuri.
Now let me tell you, our Bridge family is Baptist.
11,000.
Yeah. So, kwa hivyo katika Bridge family,
Our Bridge family is Baptist.
Bridge family ni wa baptizo.
Again, many thousands of denominations.
Na pia hapo ni nyingi sana maelfu.
And they're not all good. They're not all good.
Na yote sio sawa.
I am not attacking a group.
Jesifami kikundi chochote.
Based on a name.
Kulingana na neno.
What I am doing is bringing the teaching of God.
Lakini kile ambacho ninafanya ni kuleta mafundisho ya neno la Mungu.
To test everything, especially that which is done in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Kujaribu kila kitu, haswa kile kenye ambacho kinafanyika kwa jina la Yesu.
You see, it is through the Holy Spirit that we receive Christ.
So kwa hivyo ujue ya kwamba ni kwa njia tu ya Roho Mtakatifu ndio tunampokea Kristo.
Acts 1:8 says it's the Holy Spirit that empowers us for Christ.
So kwa hivyo Matendo 1:8 inasema kwamba ni Roho Mtakatifu ndio inatuwezesha.
And it is the gifts and the work of the Holy Spirit through us that brings us out to the world.
Na kwa hivyo ni vipawa na kazi ya Roho Mtakatifu ndio inatuelekeza.
So if we don't get this right, we are more than just wrong.
So kwa hivyo kama hatufanyi hatupati hii sawa sawa, sisi sio zaidi ya ukweli.
We need to understand and accept the word of God.
Ninahitajika tukubali, tuelewe na tukubali neno la Mungu.
When it comes to understanding the spirit of God.
Kuja kuelewa Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu.
To righteously be the people of God.
Katika haki tukijua kwamba sisi ni watu wa Mungu.
I can tell you that I have come out of bad Pentecostalism.
Sema ya kwamba nimetoka katika dini ya Kipentekoste ile mbaya.
I was taught wrong and I believed wrong for a long time.
Nilifundishwa mabaya na nikaamini mabaya kwa muda mrefu.
And by God's grace and through his word and his spirit, I've been made righteous.
Kwa neema ya Mungu na kwa njia hii ya neno hili, nimewekwa kuwa haki.
One of my favorite passages in all of the Bible.
Katika mstari ya Biblia, mmoja ambaye yeye anaifahamu vizuri kabisa, anaikariri.
Anaipenda.
It focuses on the Holy Spirit of God.
Inaangazia Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu.
Two passages I will share with you.
Sehemu mbili ambao tumeshiriki.
The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 through 21.
So kwa hivyo Wakorintho wa pili 5:17-21.
Through the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit of God.
Kwa miujiza ya Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu.
You will become a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
Unakuwa kiumbe kipya, ya kale imepita, tazama imekuwa mapya.
You'll be made a minister of reconciliation.
Utafanya muduma wa urejesho.
You become an ambassador for Christ.
Utakuwa ambassador wa Kristo, balozi.
All in the power of his spirit.
Yote katika uweza wa Roho Mtakatifu.
And verse 21,
mstari haya ndogo 21 Mathayo ni Wakorintho wa pili 5
says God the Father,
nasema Mungu Baba,
made God the Son,
na Mungu Mwana,
who knew no sin,
ambaye hakujua dhambi yote.
He was perfect.
Alikuwa mkamilifu.
To become sin,
ili awe dhambi, mwenye dhambi,
on our behalf,
kwa niaba yetu,
so that,
ili kwamba,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
kwa nguvu za Roho Mtakatifu,
we will become the very righteousness of God.
Tuwe wenye haki wa Mungu.
You see the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian.
So kwa hivyo unaona Mungu Baba, Mwana, Roho Mtakatifu na Mkristo.
If the one who says they are this child of God,
if kama inasema kwamba wewe ni mwana wa Mungu,
does not look, love, and live.
So haimanishi upendo na kuishi.
Walk, work, and warfare. Remember, Jesus said, you must be born again. John 3:3.
Yohana 3:3, kumbuka Yesu alisema, lazima uzaliwe mara ya pili.
So I ask people often,
nauliza watu kila mara,
tell me about your funeral. When did you die?
Ebu niambie kuhusu maisha ya matanga yako. Ulikufa siku gani?
You cannot be born again unless you have died once. Yes.
So kwa hivyo uwezi kuzaliwa mara ya pili mpaka ufe kwanza.
When did the Holy Spirit of God come and make you a new creation?
Je, Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu alikuja lini ili akufanye wewe kiumbe kipya?
And does the new creation look like Christ?
Na hiyo kiumbe kipya inaonekana kama Kristo?
Or look like a circus, like crazy?
Ama inaonekana kama tumbili. Ya kuruka ruka.
You ask,
yes.
Please ask yourself this.
So kwa hivyo jiulize hili swali.
If Christian is Christ like.
Kama Ukristo ni kama Kristo.
Christ one. That's Christian, Christ one, Christ like.
Ukristo ambao inafanana na Kristo.
And I have to receive Christ's Holy Spirit to become Christian.
So kwa hivyo inabidi nichukue Roho Mtakatifu wa Kristo ili niwe Mkristo.
Why do those that lead for Christ don't look anything like Christ?
Mbona wale ambao wanaongoza kama Kristo hawafanani na Kristo?
Show me one time in your Bible, Christ. Woo, woo, woo.
Onyesha,
look at me.
Onyesha mimi katika Biblia mahala ambapo Kristo alisimama na sema, "Haya, mimi."
Show me one time where Jesus sets up.
Unionyeshe mahali mmoja katika Biblia.
One time where Jesus says, "Woo, look at me."
Mahala ambapo Biblia inasungumza kwamba Yesu alisema, "Hey, mnitazameni mimi."
He was with the people.
Alikuwa na watu.
Not up here and the people down here.
Hakukuwa Jesus was juu, with the people. Na watu alikuwa chini, alikuwa na wao. Sio wengine walikuwa, yeye alikuwa juu na walikuwa chini, hapana. Alikuwa na.
Look at Jesus in his clothes.
Angalia Yesu Kristo kwa mavazi yake.
You know, in Africa they laugh at me. They say you don't dress like a pastor.
No, Afrika wanasema yeye havai kama mchungaji, maana hawana vile amevaa.
I want a t-shirt.
Yeah, I want hapa Afrika tukivaa t-shirt wanasema huyu sio mchungaji. Ni mchungaji, hata mchungaji ya ng'ombe huko.
It's the same in the US.
Ni vile vile pia na sisi.
I want to dress like a shepherd.
Nataka kuvaa kama mchungaji.
If you looked in the crowd and saw Jesus, you wouldn't know who he was because of how he was dressed.
Wakati ya Kristo na wanafunzi wake, ukiangalia kumtambua Kristo ni nani, hungeweza kuona.
He lived and loved with the sheep.
Aliishi na akakaa pamoja na kondoo yake na kundi lake.
His teaching and his witness was the most humble ever.
Ushahidi wake ilikuwa ni ya unyenyekevu kila mara.
A wise man has said,
mtu mrefu alisema,
the good shepherd,
mchungaji mwema,
smells like the sheep.
Ananuka kama kondoo.
We have too many shepherds who think they are kings instead of being in love with their sheep.
Kuna wachungaji wengi wanakaa kama wafalme kuliko kukaa kama kondoo.
Okay, one last passage before we pray and close.
Neno moja la mwisho kabla hatujaomba na kumaliza.
Jesus said in John 17.
Yesu alisema katika Yohana 17.
This is the most intimate place in the Bible, I believe.
Hapa ndipo tu penye ambapo mimi naweza kuamini katika Biblia.
God the Son is praying to God the Father.
Mungu Mwana anaomba kwa Mungu Baba.
And because we can hear it, we know it's the Holy Spirit that has brought this to us.
Sasa kwa sababu tunasikiza, tunajua ya kwamba ni Roho Mtakatifu ndiye anayedhirika.
And he is praying primarily for his glory through his family.
So kwa hivyo anaomba haswa utukufu kwa sababu ya familia yake.
And he prays in John 17:17.
Na anaomba katika Yohana 17:17.
Father, Baba, sanctify them.
Watakaze.
With truth.
Na ukweli.
Your word is truth.
Neno lako ni ukweli.
Amen.
This is how we test everything.
Hivi ndivyo tunavyojaribu kila kitu.
And then in verse 21 to 23.
Haya ndogo 21 hadi 23.
He prays that we will have supernatural unity. Perfect unity.
Anaona ya kwamba anataka tuwe na umoja wa kiungu ambayo unganika.
That we will be a family as the Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father. We will be with them and with each other.
Ili tuwe kama familia ambao Baba ako ndani ya Mwana na Mwana ndani ya Baba.
That is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hiyo ni katika uweza wa Roho Mtakatifu.
The one Holy Spirit of God,
Roho Mtakatifu mmoja wa Mungu,
will make us more like Christ.
Itatufanya tuwe kama zaidi ya Kristo.
Humble,
unyenyekevu.
Truthful,
ukweli.
Loving,
upendo.
Missional,
huduma.
All for the glory of God.
Yote kwa utukufu wa Mungu.
Amen.
If there is anything else that is being desired,
kama kuna kikitu chochote cha kutamanika,
Galatians chapter 5,
wa Galatia 5,
if you read from verse 16 to the end of the chapter,
ukisoma katika haya ndogo ya 16 mpaka ya mwisho,
you will see we are commanded by God,
unaona ya kwamba tumeamriwa na Mungu,
to discern what is truly from the Holy Spirit,
ili kujua ukweli kupitia kwa njia ya Roho Mtakatifu,
and to reject everything that is of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Na kukataa kila kitu chote ambayo ni ya kimwili na ya shetani.
That this would be our witness to the world.
Na hii itakuwa ushahidi wetu kwa ulimwengu.
I want to encourage you.
Nataka kuatia nguvu.
To test everything.
Ili mpate kujaribu kila kitu.
To hold fast that which is good.
Kushikilia kile kilicho chema.
And I want to leave you with the prayer.
Nataka niwaache na ombi.
That is found in Philippians chapter 1.
Ambayo inatoka katika kitabu cha Wafilipi mlango wa kwanza.
Verse 9, 10, and 11.
Kuanzia haya ndogo moja hadi 11.
It's God's word.
Ni neno la Mungu.
It's Paul's prayer.
Ni ombi la Paulo mtume.
It's my prayer for you.
Ni ombi langu kwenu.
And I pray it will be your prayer for others.
Naomba ya kwamba iwe maombi yako kwa wengine.
God's word.
Neno la Mungu.
It is my prayer.
Ni maombi yangu.
That your love.
Ili kwamba maombi upendo wenu.
May abound more and more.
Na iwe zaidi.
With all knowledge and all discernment.
Kwa hekima yote na kwa maarifa yote.
So that.
Ili kwamba.
Here's the purpose.
Utimize makusudi yake.
So that you may be able to approve what is excellent.
Ili kwamba upate kupambanua kati ya iliyo njema.
And then you will be.
Ili kwamba uwe.
Pure and blameless.
Mtakatifu na bila lawama.
For the day of Christ.
Kwa mnajile wakati ya Kristo.
That you will be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
Ili ujaswe na tunda la haki.
That comes through Jesus Christ.
Ambayo inapatikana kupitia kwa Kristo Yesu.
To the glory.
Kwa utukufu.
And the praise.
Na sifa.
Of our God.
Wa Mungu Baba wetu.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Father, I come to you and I ask you, Lord, to please do in us what only you can do. Help us to test everything, especially our sources, your scripture, the spirits, our situations, and ourselves, that we may become your salt and your light, your army of ambassadors. May we be the very aroma and ambassadors of Christ. No more, no less, all according to your word, your will, and your ways, no matter what. In this and in the precious name of Jesus, we pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Oh, abudiwe mi lele.
Well, amen and amen and amen and amen. When you see the Holy Spirit at work, you'll see Christ. And I pray, Bridge family, that where and when you see the Holy Spirit move, you'll see our family. And that's in large part what this time, this trip, our lives are to be about, to bring God glory by helping to share and to show who He is and give Him glory as we worship and walk, sometimes as we work and we do warfare. May it be the essence of our witness. I want you to think about this, the Holy Spirit, when the biblical, the one true living God, the Holy Spirit of God, when He's at work, He's not just going to construct you. He may convict you. You see, that's the work of the Spirit as well. And my prayer is that you and our family will never grieve or quench the Spirit. And so I want to share with you now one more example of the Lord at work, the Holy Spirit at work. This time, however, I want to show you another miraculous move of God. I want to share with you what Jamin, a gentleman in Transnoia, Kenya, has presented to our Bridge family. And I want you to know up front, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. What is being done is going to call from us what we might call a sacrifice. I wouldn't put it in those words. We're seeing a move of God. And if everything that we are, not just what we have, if everything that we are His, we'll respond and follow Him no matter what. I want to challenge you again. How do you think of risk? What do you call success? Who has control over the wholeness of your life? You see, when God's at work, the people of God say, "Yes, Lord, let's go." And at times, it's going to draw into focus things like fear, greed, worry, but also a sense of risk and opportunity. Are we defining such terms biblically or culturally? I want you to know this before you hear and see. Today's message is going to have a lot of conversation. There's a lot that you've seen and you're still to see that cannot be fully explained in a video. We're going to have conversations as a family. I want you to know this, Bridge family. In the kingdom of God, there are no rainy days. There are no rainy days in the kingdom of God, and we need to stop saving for those. If the Lord returns in a week or a month, I promise you, you don't want to meet Him and say, "Take a look at what we stored up to build bigger barns later." You don't want to let the Lord know on Judgment Day that you were well prepared. You could have taken another 100 years. I was so well stocked in my hoarding that it interfered with my holy living. I want you to see something that I pray you will test. Test everything that you've seen, everything that you see, and everything that you're going to see. Not just here, but all of our lives. Let this be the way. And let us be found to be those holy followers of Jesus that help Him fulfill all righteousness. Oh Lord, I pray that as this next video shows, and then as the closing worship shows, I pray that each one within the sound of my voice will listen to every word. Lord, I pray that the opening worship of this message, this time of worship, I pray that the words of all 5 of those songs will be reread as a sermon script, and let them be coupled with what we're going to hear in the closing worship after this video. And I pray, may we be informed. May we, start with me, Lord, may we be inspected. May we be impacted. And may we be inspired to be Your witness to the world. No more, no less, no matter what. In Jesus' name I pray and believe. Amen and amen.